A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above, right from Ramona, California. God richly bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Really quick, I just want to encourage you, if you've never been out to the Prayer Mountain, no matter where you are, we're in San Diego County, San Diego, California. And you know what? I'm telling you, the Prayer Mountain is absolutely beautiful. It's 25 beautiful acres. We have cabins for prayer and fasting. We've had visitors from Florida, from New York, from Washington, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, I'm trying to think, Philadelphia. Oh my goodness, from all different places across the United States of America. It's a wonderful time to set apart that time in prayer. Sometimes we get people that want to come up, and they want to stay a couple days, and they want to go down and visit San Diego. I'll tell you, the little cabins are cute. They're perfect. And it's not an arm and a leg. You don't have to pay an arm and a leg. And you can go down to, because we're only 35 minutes from downtown, you can go down to San Diego Mission Beach. You can go to La Jolla. Wherever you like to visit in San Diego, it's a really beautiful city. And the Prayer Mountain is amazing. So come on out. And if you're already in San Diego County, A Church Alive is worth a drive. We're only 35 minutes from anywhere in San Diego, and it'd be awesome to have you come up. Dress warm in the winter. We're a church without walls. We do have a beautiful wooden pavilion, and it's so awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. We do have roll-down walls if we need them, but we have heaters to keep us nice and toasty and warm. But dress warm anyhow. All right. God bless you. Well, this is, oh my goodness, God Hates Pride, part 4. God Hates Pride. If you miss the other ones, don't forget, they're going to be up on our website, atouchfromabove.org. You're more than welcome to take those, listen to them, download them, share them with somebody, because it's important. God hates pride. God hates pride. God hates pride. The Bible says that, you know what, I shared yesterday about how Saul was blinded because of pride. And pride is very dangerous. And pride lifts itself above God's word, but it leads to destruction. And pride makes them look and act like the victim. Saul became like the victim. Oh my gosh, God's voice left me. Led him to a medium, led him to a witchcraft. You know, when you are disobedient willfully and you disobey God, you know, when Saul was so blinded by his pride in 1 Samuel 15, verse 20, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. No, his pride blinded him. And see, you and I have to be very careful because we're watching as our nation is plagued with the demonic spirit of pride because Satan is the author of pride. Satan hates for us to walk in the humility of our God. You know, it's a demonic spirit. And Satan has his mode of operation is kill, steal, and destroy. And that's all he cares. And in one day, one man's pride, Saul's pride, destroyed his three sons, his armor bearer, and his entire army because of one man who was so full of pride. Be careful. Don't follow those with pride. Pride brings death to your blessing. And you know what? We are watching it today, even in the Christian church. You know, when I hear people say, oh yeah, God, he gave me a word. And you see all these would-be so-called prophets and YouTube, TikTok, they never go to church. They're not accountable to anybody. They want your finances. They're giving you a word. You know, I heard somebody send a link one time of a precious, I'm sure she was a precious woman, but she was so twisted in her truth. She was going, I just want you to know that God has spoken to me. And I want you to know, church members, you don't have to pay your tithe. Tithe is, I thought, who in the world, where did the, and she was quoting all these scriptures, but they were so out of context. And I thought, oh my goodness, you can give your tithe to the homeless. You can give your tithe to this. That's not what God's word says. That's not what God's word tells you and I. And it's so sad because when you see the demonic forces of pride that rise up in the Christian church, and you can see that because people sometimes go from church to church to church. They've been offended. They offended me over there. You got to see what they did. Be careful. They're scoffer. Their name is scoffer. They're full of pride. They're full of rebellion. They've made themselves their own idol. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful. The Bible says that, guess what? God gives, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. You know, the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6 through 7, therefore humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You see, it's so demonic. That pride is so yucky. I want to take you into the Word of God, and I want to take you into two different people. You have one person whose name is Daniel, who is a very humble man. You know, Daniel was taken captive when he was about 18, 19 years old. He's young. He's handsome. He was taken captive into Babylon. He served six kings. He was taken into captive when he was about 18. By the time he served six kings, he was about 80 to 90 years old. But something about Daniel that was so amazing and so unique, Daniel was humble, he was a prayer warrior, and he had God's grace over his life. So when they ended up putting Daniel in high position, and all of a sudden the king has a terrible dream and he can't figure out what the dream is, you know what? He begins to call all of the magicians, is what they call them, soothsayers and different people, and Daniel is amongst them. And the king is so angry because nobody can interpret his dream. And the king said, you know what? Because of that, we're going to destroy all of them. They're all a bunch of liars. Well, Daniel asks a request and says, you know, give me a little bit of time so I can pray. It says here in Daniel chapter 2, I love this. Therefore, Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went, Daniel, and said thus to him, do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. take me before the king and I will tell the king the interpretation. Why? Because he had already prayed. He asked God, you know, he asked God to help him. Then Arioch quickly brought Daniel before the king and said thus to him, I have found a man in the captives of Judah who will make known to the king the interpretation. The king answered and said to Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation? Daniel answered. Now listen, this is the humility of Daniel. It's night and day difference from people today. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has made known to the king Nebuchadnezzar what will be in the latter days, your dream and your visions of your head upon your bed were these. Let me stop there. Did you notice Daniel did not exalt himself? Well, I'm the man of the hour. I'm the man with the plan. Well, stand back and watch me give you the interpretation. I want you to know he didn't blow on the mic. He didn't throw his jacket all over. He didn't make a big old scene. He didn't push him over. No. No, you see, that's nothing but demonic spiritual pride. That is nothing but pride. You see, God doesn't need all of that. You see, let me give you another thing. God doesn't share his glory with anyone. And we're watching that in this generation today. Run from that. Okay, let me continue on here in Daniel chapter 2, verse 29. As for you, O king, thoughts came to your mind while you were on your bed about what would come to pass after this. And he who reveals secrets, he's talking about God, has made known to you what that will be. But as for me, this is Daniel speaking, but as for me, this secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living. But for our sakes, who make known the interpretation to the king, that you may know the thoughts of your heart. You see, Daniel could have lifted himself. He could have exalted himself up, and he could have said, I am Mr. Wonderful. I am the man with the plan, and I've got the mind of Christ, and I want you to know this is what God said to me. I want you to know God. No, you better be careful. You better be careful. Pride is ugly, and pride takes the glory of God. Pride lifts itself up, and you know what? Pride tries to just blow your head up like a gigantic balloon. But I would be careful. I would hate to see God have to pop that thing. You don't want that. Well, let me tell you a little bit more here. After a time, you know, a next king comes into place, and the second king has another dream. And you can see as Nebuchadnezzar king, you know, here he is. Oh my goodness, what has happened here? He has another dream and God begins to give him warning. And oh, let me back up here. Oh my goodness. You got to see this. Okay, this is 20 years later. Okay, remember the dream. The interpretation has come. 20 years have passed. Now watch. King Nebuchadnezzar, king, made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, the province of Babylon. Do you understand what he did? He set up a monument, an image of gold. And it's of himself. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the ministers, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judge, the magistrates, and all the officials of the province to come to dedicate the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps and the ministers, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the province gathered together for the declaration of the image, the dedication of the image that was that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried out to you, "It is a command, O peoples, nations, and language, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, the psaltery, the symphony, with all kinds of music, you shall bow down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not bow down to worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of the fiery furnace." Well, these were Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There was Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel had put his three friends up in higher position. But these men loved God. They knew that it was wrong to bow down to any image because of the pride of the king. He was making everybody bow down. But no, these guys said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, "No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to bow down." You see, pride makes you exalt yourself. Pride is a destroyer. Pride destroys. All right. Let me read to you something else. Oh my goodness. You know, it's amazing to me to see one king after another king after another king that comes into place. Well, Nebuchadnezzar the king, Nebuchadnezzar, he's a different one. To all the peoples, nations, and language that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied to you. He begins to Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God, in him is the spirit. He has another dream. And all of a sudden, they need an interpreter. And guess what somebody remembers? Ah, but there is a man in the providence who interpreted a dream for your grandfather, and he can interpret dreams. Nebuchadnezzar was at the rest in my house and flourishing in my place, and I saw a dream which made me afraid, and the thoughts in my bed and the visions of my head troubled me. Therefore, I issued a decree to bring all the wise men of Babylon before me, that they make known to me the interpretation of the dream. Again, this happened. Again. But you know what? Daniel once again comes, and Daniel says once again, you know what? I'm not the one with the man with the power of the hour. And he gives the interpretation. And in fact, the king offers him gold and riches and all kinds of things. But you know what Daniel says? No. Keep it for yourself. No, I don't want it. You keep it for yourself, but I'm going to help you. It says, then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar, which is Daniel, answered and said, my lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. The tree that you saw, which grew and became strong, whose height marched the heavens, and which could be seen by all the earth, whose leaves were loyal and fruit abundance. Let me stop there. He's given the history of this second king. He's saying, you became great, mighty. You're like a great big tree. Well, let me tell you something. You and I, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, when we do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, when we do not sit in the seat of the scornful, when we do not take the wickedness, he says, of the ungodly and the unrighteous, don't walk in the path of sinners, he says, we will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water, that whatsoever we do, we will prosper. Well, that happened with this king. God put him in position. He flourished. He grew. He got strong. He was great over all the nations, but guess what? P-R-I-D-E, pride. Pride came. Now, here is Daniel. This is years later. This is a second king. This is not the first one that we just heard. This is a second king. Then Daniel begins to give him the interpretation. Let his heart change from that of a man. Let him be given the heart of a beast. and let seven times pass over him. Do you understand what happened? Let me back up a little bit. Remember, he's lifted up like a tree. Nevertheless, leave the stump and the root in the earth, bound with a band of iron and bronze in the tender grass of the field. Let it be wet with dew of heaven. Let him graze with the beast on the grass of the earth. This king lost his mind. This king, the prophetic word that Daniel gave him was this: if you do not humble yourself, and if you do not remember that it is God who exalted you, then you will be cut down in your kingdom, and you will be out in the field eating grass like a wild animal. And you know what? 12 months later, after Daniel gave him this interpretation, gave this king, let me tell you what happened. In Daniel chapter 4, this is why pride is destructive. Do not give place to pride. Daniel chapter 4, just verse 28. Then all this came upon King Nebuchadnezzar. At the end of the 12th month, he was walking about the royal palace of Babylon. The king spoke, saying, "Is not this great Babylon, which I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power and for the honor of my majesty?" While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. "King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you, and they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen, and 7 years, just to let you know, 7 years shall pass over you until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses." That very hour, the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from men and ate grass like an oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven until his hair had grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird's claws. And at the end of time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and I honored him who lives forever. Let me stop there for a moment. Do you realize how many mental institutions are filled with Christians? I'm sorry, but I've been in ministry for over 43 years. Mental institutions are filled with Christians because of their pride and their disobedience unto God. Do you realize how many people are exalted in ministry right now? They've exalted themselves up in ministry. They're the ones that blow on the mic. They're the ones that swing their jackets. They're the ones that throw them over when they're praying. Can I tell you, God does not share his glory with anyone. The Holy Spirit can do whatever he's going to do in a service. You know what? It's sad to watch where people lay hands on the same people week after week after week after week after week after week. Can I tell you, it's not your hands that's doing it. It's God's word. The Bible says the truth shall set them free. You preach the word, you preach the word of God, and the people can be set free. You tell them about Jesus and the blood of Jesus and the cross of Calvary, and you tell them how Jesus came to conquer and destroy the works of the enemy. You tell them that there's power in the name of Jesus. You tell them greater is the God who dwells within you than he's in the world. You know, you tell them more, you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. You tell them that God's word is a light and a lamp unto our path. You see, it's not anything that you do. It's not anything that you perform. It's not by who you are and it's not by your performance. It's by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, the omnipotent, the all-knowing, the all-powerful God, the wheel in the middle of the wheel, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the great I am, the author and the finisher of our faith. He has already given us his word, and he gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. You can't hear God's voice maybe because you need to pray and repent that you have exalted yourself above the Word of God. I love you, dear listener. I love you. I want to see God's blessing overtake you. And I know it's not a popular preaching today, but it is greatly needed. It is only God that can do anything in our lives. I am like a little teeny potato in a great big patch of potatoes, and it's a miracle of God's grace that I am preaching the gospel today. It's only because of His love and grace and mercy. Oh my goodness, how He loves you. Just repent. Talk to Jesus. He loves you very much. Don't forget, join me tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dr. Luana. We're a listener-supported program. I love you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. A Touch from Above would like to invite you to our conference in May. When your heart is hit, don't quit. May 23rd, 24th, 25th. The cost is $225. For $225, you'll receive lodging for two nights and meals for the entire conference. The Word of God says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Dr. Luana will be speaking throughout the whole weekend. She will share her experience in ministry. Through much heartache, she never quit. Are you weary and need encouragement, direction? Come and join us May 23rd, 24th, 25th. There's limited space and limited cabins, so you need to call and sign up as soon as possible. 760-315-1967. 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. God bless you.
A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Steins, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about His plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about His plan for her life, and He can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Steins will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. A Mother's Story.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of His blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.